Districts begin today in Arkansas. The 2A2 at Marshall. Mammoth Spring Boys will play Cotter. A 6:20 tip-off there. You'll hear that game on K-Country 95. In the 4A3 at Westside, Pocahontas girls play Brooklyn, Pocahontas boys play Westside, and the Highland boys play Gosnell. In the 3A3 at Rivercrest, Walnut Ridge boys play Rivercrest. In the 3A2 at Mountain View, Arkansas, Salem boys will play Cave City. Cave City girls will play Yellville Summit. In the 1A3 at Hillcrest, Maynard boys play Armorell. In the 1A2 at Concord, Calico Rock girls play Rural Special. Viola girls play Concord. Viola boys play Concord. In Missouri today, West Plains girls are at Marshfield. You can hear that game on the train 100.9. Thayer girls are at Ava. Alton girls at East Carter. Koshkonong boys at Dora. Couch boys will host Winona. Willow Springs girls play host to Mountain Grove. Liberty boys will host Donovan. Liberty girls at home with Salem, Missouri. Houston girls are at Kabul. Donovan girls play host to Twin River. Gainesville girls will host Norwood. College basketball this weekend. Darius Acuff Jr. tied a career high with 31 points. Billy Richmond, the third, scored a career high 25 to lead number 21 Arkansas past Auburn 88-75. Daylon Swain scored 18 of his 25 after halftime, and the Texas Longhorns beat Missouri 85-68 Saturday night. Mark Mitchell and Jaden Stone each had 16 points for Missouri. Justin Fernandez scored 23 as Delaware beat Missouri State 76-67. Kobe Williams led the Bears in scoring with 25 points. Arkansas State battled into overtime against South Alabama for the second time this season before losing 92-88 at First National Bank Arena. And the Missouri State West Plains Grizzlies lost to Moberly Area Community College Saturday 88-77. A7s led the Grizzlies with 23 points. Tyrell Smith had 20. The Grizzlies fall to 9-16 on the season, 0-9 in conference play. A little more college basketball news. Arkansas men's basketball coach John Calipari has secured a major addition to his 2026 recruiting class with a commitment of five-star shooting guard Jordan Smith Jr. Smith Jr., a 6'2", 200-pound standout from Paul Six Catholic, announced the decision Friday before the game at his high school with Calipari in attendance. Smith Jr. joins five-star guard J.J. Andrews of Arkansas and four-star forward Abdu Tur in a highly regarded Razorback recruiting group. According to recruiting rankings, Smith Jr. is expected to become the second highest-rated signee in program history behind former number one prospect Nick Smith Jr. Michael Jordan, six-time NBA champion, is now a Daytona 500 winner, too. Tyler Reddick won the Great American Race Sunday with a last lap pass at Daytona International Speedway that sent Jordan into a frantic celebration. The NBA Hall of Famer bear-hugged Reddick in victory lane and then jointly hosted the Harley J. Earl Trophy with the 23X1 racing driver. Jordan, who turned 63 on Tuesday, will get a Daytona 500 ring for his birthday and made it known in victory lane that he wears size 13. Well, after surging into contention with a brilliant 10-under par 62 on Saturday, his best PGA Tour round in over a year, Colin Morikawa closed the deal at AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am. He fended off a crowded leaderboard on Sunday afternoon, firing a final round 67 to finish 22-under par. This gritty performance secured a one-shot victory, marking Morikawa's seventh career tour victory and his first trip to the winner's circle since 2023. College baseball yesterday, 7th-ranked Arkansas gets a win over Texas Tech in 11 innings, 5-4. Arkansas plays Tarleton State today in Arlington. The Missouri Tigers had a record-setting performance yesterday as they beat Mount St. Mary's 34-3. Missouri's at Florida Atlantic on Tuesday. Arkansas State Red Wolves are still unbeaten. They beat Stony Brook 12-5. Red Wolves now 3-0 on the season. They'll be at Ole Miss on Tuesday. Louisiana beat Missouri State 9-7. The Missouri State Bears are at Oral Roberts on Tuesday. That's sports. I'm Mike Robertson for the Ecom Sports Network.